The cost of discipleship. What did it cost Peter when he was called by the Lord to follow him and he became a disciple of Jesus? What did it cost him? Well, from the gospel lesson, we know it cost his life, didn't he? Our Lord told Peter, after he called him, follow me, feed my sheep, follow me. And then he told Peter how he would die. And the way it's described, Peter knew he was going to die the horrible, torturous death by crucifixion like his Lord. He didn't know when or where, but he knew he was going to die like that. And thus glorify his Lord Christ. I've often wondered, how could Peter live with this? He didn't know when or where he would die by crucifixion. But each day, today, tonight's going to be the time. So the fact that it could be tonight or this afternoon, it encouraged him when he woke up in the morning to give everything he had to his Lord. One more day. Don't put off for tomorrow, Peter would say, to go to the next door neighbor. Now, witness to people about Jesus now. And every day, he was so encouraged to do that by his Lord Christ, and that he would, today, maybe today, I would be lifted up like my Lord, and by such a death, be a witness to others of his crucifixion. We could know that Peter knew that death would be a torturous death. But also he knew the Lord by the Spirit would comfort him, encourage him, and as he's being nailed to the cross, suddenly a wonderful peace would come over him. He would close his eyes. He would see the Lord Christ in heaven. And when he gave his life, the joy of heaven to be with his Savior. And we could know that each day when he thought about dying like that, how I meet death. Victoriously, no matter what it causes me in suffering, I will be a witness to others. Turn to Christ. Let his death become your death. Brothers and sisters, what is it costing you and me to be a follower of Jesus? He's called us to become a pastor, a teacher, a deaconess, or whatever. What has it cost you so far? We know we're going to die. Do you know that Jesus knows our death? He knows how we're going to die. He doesn't tell us. I'm glad he doesn't, because I know I could live with it. But we're going to die. And how we face death, we're going to be a picture of Christ's death on the cross to others as they witness us falling asleep in death. Because our death will be our last amen to our faith in Jesus. So we look forward to it, don't we? Because you know where we're going. But may the fact that we're going to die for Jesus and thus glorify him like Peter did, a different type of death, yes. May it encourage us every day to live one day at a time. Tonight, the Lord's going to take me. Do everything you can now, today, to witness to people, to love them, to care for them, to honor your Lord Christ. Don't put it off for tomorrow. Today, today, one more day to serve my Lord, and then he'll take me. Martin Luther, at the end of each day, he said this more than once, I guess he did every night, as he fell asleep in his prayers, oh Lord, you're going to come tonight, aren't you? He'd wake up the next morning, Lord, how come he didn't take me? And the Lord would, by the Spirit, say to him, my son Martin, I have something yet for you to do, but live each day as your last. Do everything today to help people to come to know me. So, brothers and sisters, we should live each day for our Lord, no matter what it costs us. We live in a world today that doesn't accept Christ as a Savior. Most Christians in the world, in Europe and America, don't believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. The Archbishop of Canterbury last April said that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. And the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church here, a lady bishop, said the same thing last April. Christ is not already in heaven. How many pastors, how many Christians really believe that the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the only God, all others are idols, including Allah? Christ is the only way to heaven. And if we stand up for that, it's not going to be politically correct. And we'll be taken. People will make, ostracize us, could even persecute us, even put us to death. But so what? Christ will defend us each day to witness to him, to help others. And you know, whatever we suffer, as Paul said, in our suffering, as we witness to others how Christ died on the cross, we become a picture of his suffering on the cross. And that's why God permits us to go through suffering. So we're not only going to tell people how Christ died for them, we're going to be a demonstration of it, a picture by our own suffering, which will confirm what we're saying about Jesus' death on the cross. And also, as we always end each witness, with the resurrection of our Lord, we're going to rise also. And as you tell people Christ rose from the dead to guarantee unto us eternal life that he earned for us on the cross, we will illustrate his resurrection in contrast to our suffering, illustrate his death by the vibrant faith we show in contrast to suffering. So no matter what we suffer, we will always witness to Christ's death and resurrection. May I then close with this word from the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. At all times we carry about in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might be visibly made known, might show forth to others in our body. For we who are living, always living by faith in Jesus, that is, we are always being handed over into death on account of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might be visibly known, might shine forth through and in our dying mortal body. The cost of discipleship. What an honor that our Lord has given to us, that whatever it costs us, suffering, giving up things, losing friends, and finally death, what an honor that we can exhibit what Christ has done for us in his death and resurrection. The cost of discipleship.